This podcast is a part of the Neuhoff Media Podcast Network.
Pampering. First Mid Insurance Group has been named the 2021 top broker for Medicare products in Illinois by Health Alliance. First Mid Insurance Group was also recognized as part of Health Alliance's individual top five selling agencies. In addition, First Mid Insurance agents Matthew Barnes and James Shett were also named in the top five selling agents for Medicare products in Illinois by Health Alliance. Health Alliance continues to be extremely helpful to our Medicare eligible bank customers, and we look forward to continuing our partnership. If you are currently eligible for Medicare, the 2021 annual enrollment period is open from October 15th through December 7th. According to a new study, Illinois is the 13th most energy-efficient state in the country. The personal finance website Wallet Hub measured the efficiency of auto and home energy consumption in 48 U.S. states. Utah, New York, and Massachusetts were the top three most energy-efficient states, while South Carolina, West Virginia, and Alabama were the worst. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
More stuff in stores. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. President Biden hosts a meeting today about the nation's supply chain problem, where products can't be sold because they're stuck overseas or in shipping containers.
Ports in L.A. and Long Beach, California make up 40% of all shipping containers entering the U.S. As of Monday, there were over 140 ships either berthed or waiting to dock to unload, with the White House saying it's now gotten commitments to unload 24/7 to get a handle on shipping backlogs and supply chain issues linked to rising consumer costs. Currently confronting President Biden.
Our focus is on preventing inflationary pressures from being an issue in the future.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, the president expected to hold a roundtable today with retail and shipping leaders.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Congress has now approved an increase in the nation's debt ceiling to cover debts through early December, when once again there's a risk of debt default if Congress does not act.
One proposal to prevent future debt limit showdowns would remove the debt limit increase from Congress.
Puts the responsibility on the Secretary of the Treasury to make the determination to lift the debt ceiling.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress would then have the ability to override that decision. A legislative proposal would need bipartisan support to overcome a 60-vote filibuster threshold in the Senate. Republicans insist Democrats should increase the borrowing limit on their own. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Three postal workers are killed in a murder-suicide in a mail facility in Memphis, Tennessee. Their names and any possible motive have not been identified by the FBI. Another workplace coronavirus vaccine mandate.
Boeing has told employees that if they don't roll up their sleeves, they could lose their jobs. They have until December 8th to do it, although the company says employees can request medical or religious exemptions. The new policy applies to about 125,000 Boeing employees in the United States.
Fox's Chris DeMeo. America's listening to Fox News.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
If you're tired of big cable bills, you can get Newsmax TV for free. Millions are watching Newsmax. Available now on major cable systems or for free on smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. Find it streaming on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, TiVo, Apple TV, and more. 7 million Americans have downloaded the free Newsmax app on their smartphones. It takes just seconds. Then watch us anytime, anywhere. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why. Start watching today.
It's not just the United States with supply chain problems.
Britain's economy is still growing as it responds following last year's COVID shocks, but new monthly figures show the UK lost momentum over the summer, even as coronavirus restrictions were lifted. Britain's Statistics Office says the economy here grew by 0.4% in August, but unlike the US economy, Britain's is yet to return to its pre-pandemic size. Supply chain issues have particularly hit the construction sector. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
An associate of former New York City mayor and Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani is on trial in New York.
Lev Parnas is accused of making illegal campaign contributions. Opening statements in his trial will be heard this morning. Federal prosecutors say Parnas ingratiated himself with influential Republicans through improper contributions, including a $325,000 donation to a committee supporting then-President Trump. Parnas is known for joining Giuliani in efforts to get the Ukraine government to investigate President Biden's son Hunter, but that's not part of this case.
Fox's Gary Baumgarten. Las Vegas Raiders head coach for now addresses the media today, sure to be asked about his predecessor John Gruden's emails.
Rich Bisaccia joined the Las Vegas Raiders in 2018 as assistant head coach and special teams coordinator back when the team was still in Oakland and had just brought John Gruden back for a second stint at the helm of the NFL franchise. He also served on Gruden's staff when he was head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bisaccia now takes over as interim head coach of Las Vegas, speaking to the media 2 days after Gruden's resignation following the leak of emails showing him using racist, sexist, and homophobic language. The Raiders right now sit at 3-2, tied for second in the AFC West, gearing up for a division matchup against the Denver Broncos on the road Sunday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
The rapper Tyga is charged with felony domestic violence in Los Angeles. His ex-girlfriend, fashion designer Cameron Swanson, posted pictures of her black eye on social media. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere, located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms possible after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a high of 76. Tonight there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 61. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms, cloudy and a high near 72. And then Friday, the same. Showers likely, possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Wednesday, October 13th edition of Byers & Company. Dan Oaks will join us from the Board of Education for District 61 to talk about last night's board meeting, plus Tanya Andrews from Crossing Healthcare. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Wednesday. Nick and I will pick up that job debate here in a little bit. I don't know if you heard, but right after we got done with our conversation, there was a caterpillar ad.
I did hear that.
No minimum wage jobs, being honest. But you seem fixated on that minimum wage number instead of how do we get people to make more money. About half of the people who make minimum wage in this country are under the age of 25. Because the Bureau of Labor counts anybody 16 or over. It's the vast majority of chunk. And so a 17-year-old making minimum wage isn't buying a one-bedroom house. They're putting away money for college or for pocket money or for buying that first car. They're not buying a home. And so the question is, why can't we fill those jobs that aren't anywhere close to minimum wage? Why is Caterpillar having this huge event on their lawn? Why is District 61 and every other Board of Education across the country trying to figure out how to find teachers? Right? We'll get into that here in just a little bit. But Dan Oaks joins us. Dan, how are you guys doing when filling these roles? I know it's competitive, and you guys have a pretty decent health package and other things that you've tried to make attractive to potential teachers, but what's the latest?
Well, again, we're still trying. We had a good crew of people we were able to bring on board last night at the board meeting, but there's just fewer and fewer people going into education, so the potential candidate pool just keeps getting smaller every year.
And how do you differentiate yourself from other districts?
Well, again, as you mentioned, we look at our benefit package, which is superior to a lot of them around here. We're looking at our salary structure. We're looking at anything else we can do that would make the district more enticing to a potential teacher.
Okay. And let me ask you a question about some of the other things that were on the agenda. I didn't see the meeting last night, so I'm just asking you blind here. I saw transportation was something that was being discussed last night. What's the latest on that?
We've got people in the pipeline that will be coming out to drive for us shortly. We are in basic all-town communication, the bus vendor, as to trying to keep people. It's difficult now with mandates, with COVID. We think we have a solution if we can't find more drivers to adjust the routes a little bit so we can reassign buses so we can cover more territory. But that won't go into effect till Christmas, and we're still tweaking it a little bit. But it's a constant challenge.
Let me ask you about another thing that was on the agenda last night. October 15th, which is this Friday, is the due date for immunizations and physicals. This is the stuff that's been in place for all of my life. And yet people are expected to get these. It's mandated. It is required. And it has to be submitted to the school no later than October 15th. Why has it been that way forever? And now that we have this epidemic that has been global in proportions, killed 700,000 people here in America, and parents are screaming about immunizations.
Yeah, and that's state mandated as far as I know. And it's been that way since I can remember. So. I wish they would find some other way to do this. We've offered shot clinics. We've had physicians that have helped. But we still have people to wait till the last minute to get them, even though they know they're required.
Okay, Dan, we appreciate it. Thank you. I don't even know where to go. Sometimes there's like a disconnect on the phone.
Yeah, it happens.
This isn't COVID I'm talking about. This is just the actual immunizations you need to get for school and have had to get for decades. Required by law for you to go to school. And now we want to argue about whether masks are allowed. I just don't know when this got so silly. I mean, they're in, like, right? There's people protesting at school board meetings everywhere, and they're protesting at school board meetings that already require immunizations.
Right.
And have required them for years. And it's not even, it's just a little side note in the agenda. I don't understand that at all. Maybe that was just me. That feel weird?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, your point is very solid. We've been, immunizations have
I'm
been
just
part
saying,
of school the
it's
whole
a
time.
Footnote the on the agenda last night.
Yeah.
No one's there to protest it.
No.
No one's there rooting for, you know, whatever thing we've eradicated in the past to come back. And yet, here's what we have. And by the way, the vast majority of these people are under the age of 18. Required to be immunized before they can attend school. And here's the drop dead date of October 15th. And yet every single conversation about vaccine mandates or anything else. No. And the mandate thing for the employment thing, I don't have any sympathy at all for someone who cannot have a job because they refuse to take their fellow coworkers' health seriously. We wouldn't allow it in any other way, would we?
No, you have to keep, I mean, it's part of a safe, providing a safe workplace, if for no other reason than that.
Right. And look at who the most hypocritical people are in this argument, the unions, right? Who spent their lifetime talking about worker safety. How do they stand up now and argue against vaccines? And they say, well, we're not arguing against vaccines. We're just arguing against the mandate. That there's no difference in those two arguments. I mean, is there in your mind?
It's semantics at best.
So how do you stand on 2 feet when you've spent 100 years talking about the importance of worker safety, protecting our members, right? How do you do that?
I don't know.
If the company was putting them in danger? I mean, I would think it would almost be the other way around, that the unions would be demanding a mandate.
You would think so. I mean, we've seen unnecessary handrail. I mean, like all these things that are just way over the top, and for the better. I mean, I'm not calling against it. To keep a place safe here, we're going to put this barrier that keeps you 8 feet away from this machinery. We're going to do all of these different things. We need double layers of electricity protection.
You would think AFSCME or the police unions or anybody else would be at the, I mean, can you imagine a police union arguing against officers being able to defend themselves if someone is shooting at them? Yet COVID-19 killed more police officers in this country this last 18 months than all other categories combined. Now, what if we took number two on the list of what's killed police officers and unions fought against protecting them from that?
It wouldn't go well.
So what is different about this?
Personal choice appears to be more important than personal safety.
Then what do you have a union for?
I guess in their eyes, to protect their choice to do whatever they want.
I know, but what other category of cop getting killed is okay with the police union?
None.
But the one that's killed more than all of the other areas combined, they're against.
Also not okay. It sucks. We don't want to lose anybody.
No, but I mean, but does that make any sense to you?
Mm-mm. It doesn't. I mean, in particular, like you could maybe on a granular level make individual decisions about individuals, and you could have those conversations. But when it comes to like organizing a safe workforce or workplace or organization, personal has to go to the side because you've got to protect all the people.
Isn't that what the whole idea of a union is?
Yeah, that's why it doesn't make sense in that context even at all. I can't meet you anywhere.
Strengthen numbers?
You've got to protect your people, your constituents.
Right.
You have to.
So whether you're a bus driver or you're a police officer or you're a member of AFSCME or one of these other large unions, I've not understood from the beginning, as I'm just looking at the Board of Education meeting minutes, immunizations due by October 15th. This has never been a thing. For maybe a handful of people, it's been a thing. Robert Kennedy and a couple other people. But have you ever, at the start of a school year, ever once heard any noise about immunizations being due by October 15th?
The noise that I ever heard was just out of, come on, just make an appointment already. What do you, out of like, I don't want to call it laziness, but never getting around to it, out of rejection or...
Or some conspiracy theory or Uncle Ted on Facebook.
Yeah, you're always having to get the last people to do the thing they need to do.
But that's the thing, I mean, that's the last thing. For, I mean, that's
anything.
In every category.
Yep, that's bring your school supplies a week into school, you know.
And yet we keep hearing, well, we can't hire people because there's the mandate of the vaccines. Well, because you're in a school bus full of kids. You couldn't hire anybody before there was a mandate. It's been a disaster for a couple of years before there's even COVID. Now, here's what the argument about the bus company is. They'll tell you, well, if we get rid of this company and bring in another company, they're still talking about the same pool of employees. I mean, they don't bring their workers with them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe they communicate with you a little better. Maybe they don't leave you hanging 24 hours before school's ready to start and you can't get their guy because he's out of telephone distance in 2021. But the mandate stuff, I'm just through with hearing people's... I mean, Kyrie Irving is fortunate. He has a lot of money. He can do whatever he wants to do. Everybody else has to work. And... I mean, literally, survey after survey after survey shows the vast majority of people believe in doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
The male-to-female ratio is really interesting.
What is it?
I was just reading a story about how where people are as far as masks in schools, vaccines for kids. And it's like 60-40, I mean, four in favor of keeping kids and teachers and everyone safe. I mean, the 40s loud, but they've never been the majority. I mean, even from Jump Street during all of this. I mean, if it were a national election, they'd lose by 20 points every time. But when asked about masks in schools, women were almost twice as likely to agree as men. And there has been this weird macho thing about this for some guys. Have you not noticed a little bit of that from the beginning?
Some.
You don't think it's been like, I mean, there are noisy women out there in this argument. I'm not going to say there's not. But you haven't noticed more of this kind of guy on Facebook, you know, using sort of John Gruden-esque language, like somehow you're going to out-macho a virus?
I've certainly seen some of that. I've not stopped to like quantify. It never occurred to me to look at it that way, but I guess it would make sense. There's plenty of it out there.
Maybe it's just the anonymous communication I get seems to sort of come at that angle.
Yeah, maybe.
Like questioning your manhood.
Oh yeah. I can see that angle taken.
Also just anecdotally, people in my life, it seems like a lot of the husbands are not as diligent as the wives are in.
That is one thing that I have seen now that you mention it. I have seen I've seen couples go out, you know, clearly couples where one is masked and one is not. I've seen a little more of that of late, almost to where maybe they were lockstep for a while and then it's like, well, you're going to do what you're going to do, and I'm just going to do what I'm going to do at this point, which is kind of a newer thing that I've picked up on. It's probably been going on the whole time, but I've been picking up on that in stores of late. It's kind of interesting. But it's not even the same in a household, you know?
All right. What else do we want to get into, Dan? I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to be short with Dan. I felt like there was, like he wasn't hearing what question I was asking.
Yeah. It happens.
Okay.
It happens. I was told that this is just not worth really discussing, but I guess John Gruden's coming out of the Ring of Honor in Tampa Bay. They're going to take him out of there.
You know, I don't know. I know what everyone's doing, and you even say anything, and it sounds like you're sort of taking up with someone, which I'm not. Do they not want to know all the, I mean, before they make just like 100-year decisions?
Right. I think that they have all they need to know in this particular case. It makes me wonder, honestly, because we talked about, if you're close enough to somebody, you kind of get a feeling for who they are. And Mike Tirico had an opposite experience, it sounds like, with him. But if he was that guy behind closed doors and the Bucks know he was that guy, but played along with the personality and the fame and all that, and now they're like, We know enough from.
I still maintain, and this isn't defending anything. I think that we live under an illusion that this isn't the way most guys in the NFL talk.
Well, it's potty mouth central.
I mean, it is not for the lighthearted.
It's pretty bad.
And so, I mean, I think that to me is this image they want to project versus what they really are. Then when it gets called out and they have no choice but to call it out, and then everybody goes to the extreme of every bit of cancellation, and then we all go back to normal, and what really happened?
Just got rid of one spot.
Yeah.
It doesn't really do anything.
I mean, that's kind of the thing to me. It all seems just a bit hypocritical.
He pulled the Cheerio out of the bowl. One Cheerio.
Yeah, you got that, yeah, like literally. Let's just use Fruit Loops, you know, like, because that would be something that John Gruden would say. And you pull one green circle out.
Yep. Still got a bowl full.
Yeah. But you act like you've cleaned house until the next thing comes up. And why? Out of curiosity, more so than any kind of defense, of the 650,000 emails, are these the six emails that got leaked? The whole thing was an investigation into the Washington football team and their running of their operations. And you're telling me this was all that was found?
That's all we've got today.
No, but I mean, but why But why this?
Well,
I mean, he wasn't even a part of their organization.
The big lead was the emails uncovered why they're all the problems they have, and they've and those investigation has led to Washington's a whole different franchise now because of all.
I don't disagree.
But this is just a little something they found on the plate.
But the NFL leaked it.
Yeah.
I mean, who else would?
Somebody in the NFL just didn't like it.
Yeah. Or didn't like him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder when the rest comes.
Right.
Because as I said, I don't think what he did is all that uncommon in the NFL. Mm-mm. I mean, if you think you're not going to hear that F word, and it's not the FF word, it's the other F word, like a cigarette in the UK, or the P word, like Tony's best buddy in The Sopranos. If you think you don't hear that on a regular,
right?
It's almost like used as like a compliment. It's used so much.
It is used. I mean, those words are just thrown around, and you know, you could try to make the distinction: is it just big boy words, or is it derogatory, or is it? It doesn't matter. You shouldn't use it anyway. You know, that kind of thing, but.
But like the fact that you think you've eradicated it because John Gruden resigned, if you believe that, you're naive.
Yeah, they didn't get it all.
But that's the six emails that they decided to leak out of the 650,000 that they went through. And
so
it was
far.
A guy that wasn't even employed by them.
Right.
We'll take a break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got a 50% chance of showers with thunderstorms, also a possibility after 10 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy today with a high near 76. Tonight we've got a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with a low around 61. For Thursday, showers are likely again with possible thunderstorms, cloudy with a high of 72, and Friday the same, showers and possible thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 57 degrees and your WSOY time is 8:26.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Milliken University's 17-month evening MBA program is designed with the working adult in mind and is currently enrolling for the January term. The MBA programs in management and healthcare administration will allow you to gain mastery-level knowledge in all aspects of business. Whether you choose to learn in the high-tech classroom environment or take advantage of the flexibility to attend class virtually, you will graduate prepared to positively impact people, organizations, and communities. Learn more about Milliken's evening MBA program at milliken.edu/MBA.
Hi, JR here from Speed Lube, and I'm just like you. I don't like waiting around for something to get done either. At Speed Lube, we pride ourselves in offering you the best customer service experience in as little time needed, featuring quality Pennzoil motor oil. Speed Lube and Pennzoil are two names you can trust to keep your vehicle running at tip-top shape regardless of the weather. Stop in and visit us at any of our six convenient Decatur area locations or our shops in Lincoln and Clinton, and get your Pennzoil oil change today at Speed Lube.
Do you know where to find beautiful apparel and spooktacular gifts? Shop on Main, of course. This boutique has ghoulishly delightful sweaters, pants, jackets, and accessories that are perfect for most ages, budgets, and styles. Join Shop on Main Wednesday, October 27th for Witches Night Out from 3 to 7 p.m. Treats and specials will take place, so don't be frightened away. Come to play. Shop on Main, 407 North Main Street in downtown Decatur, or online at shop-on-main.com. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Yes.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
I wanted to personally congratulate ADM for being named to Fortune's 2021 Change the World list. I don't know if you follow ADM on LinkedIn, but they have a fascinating story they're telling, day in and day out. Global reach, global impact, doing a lot of the things that are important to young people today. And it's clear to me that they're building a company for the future workforce, future belief systems. It's pretty amazing stuff. So congratulations for being on the list. That's kind of a cool list to be on. Change the world list?
That's phenomenal. That's great.
I mean, I don't even know. I mean, I just like the sound of it. Yeah, I'm on the change the world list.
It's a pretty big deal.
It is a big deal. We're going to take a break for bottom of the hour stories and news. We've got a lot to get to here today, folks, and only a half hour left in which to cram it all in. We'll be back. Stay tuned.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. A Northern Illinois school has gone to remote learning for 2 weeks because of a COVID-19 outbreak. Hampshire High School in Kane County reports since September 28th, 37 students have tested positive for the virus. The Kane County Health Department said it is implementing an adaptive pause as a mitigation strategy to reduce the transmission of COVID-19. Macon County CASA is seeking volunteers to advocate for children within the community who have been removed from their homes due to abuse or neglect. With 316 children in the juvenile court system who are currently without a CASA volunteer, the need is urgent. Becoming a CASA advocate does not require any special background. They are not lawyers or social workers. They are ordinary people from every walk of life who have a heart for children, are passionate about helping others, and have a desire to make a difference in our community. For more information, go to NowDecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Prices Americans pay may be higher for a while, with the latest numbers in on inflation coming in steeper than expected.
Consumer prices rose 5.4% over the past year. That means we are still at the 5% inflation rate that we saw in August and July.
Stuart Varney with the Fox Business Network. Some of the areas taking the biggest bites out of budgets.
Gas and car rentals up 43%. Mm-hmm. Hotels 20, meat 19, milk up 3, and eggs up nearly 13%.
Fox's Bill Hemmer. And food companies feeling pressure to use less salt. U.S. regulators laying out guidelines aimed at cutting sodium levels in dozens of foods, including condiments, French fries, and potato chips. The targets are voluntary, a majority of it aimed at packaged or restaurant foods. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur is the area's premier affordable assisted lifestyle community.
I think the most that I like about Eagle Ridge is that the staff here is willing to help us in any way, shape, or form.
I don't think they can treat you any better than what they're treating me.
And they make us welcome.
Eagle Ridge of Decatur provides a wonderful alternative for people who need just a little help. Call 872-1282 to schedule your tour today.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Yeah, today we've got a 50% shot of some showers, maybe thunderstorms after 10 a.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 76. Tonight, we got a chance of rain and thunderstorms, cloudy and a low of 61. Thursday's the same. Showers, possible thunderstorms, cloudy and a high of 72. And Friday, like a broken record, showers, thunderstorms, mostly cloudy and a high near 68. Current temperature in downtown Decatur sits at 57 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:33.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Tanya Andrick's coming up in just a couple of minutes. Can I go back and clarify a point I was trying to make when you and I always seem to fall into this Bill Gates minimum wage debate?
Yeah.
I was looking at the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, and thank you for sending me the article you were talking about. Half of people under the age of 25 only represent like one-fifth of the hourly paid employees in this country, but they're more than 50% of the minimum wage. The vast majority of people who make minimum wage are younger. Meaning, if you're 16 years old, you're in these statistics. So if I work as a concession stand kid at Overlook Adventure Park, you know, putting the hot dog in the foil, you're counting that in the numbers you're talking about not being able to afford to buy a home. In fact, a great deal of them are in that category. When you look at full and part-time status, once again, these are just numbers from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. About 6% of part-time workers were paid the federal minimum wage, compared with about 1% of full-time workers. So it's not that it's not a thing. I'm just telling you that the 1% that's Bill Gates and Mark Zuckerberg is also a small percentage of people who are actually living on the federal minimum wage. And my question is this. Everybody else, you, me, most people, are somewhere in between there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and we're probably a lot closer to minimum wage than we are Bill Gates.
It's not even close.
No, but neither is the bill. I mean, that's why I think the politicians do this, one either side of this, right? And they use it in a way that is just us versus them, and that's not the way I look at this at all. Every ad I'm hearing, every conversation with Dan Oaks about hiring, I mean, they're not paying teachers minimum wage. They're not paying teachers' assistants anywhere near minimum wage. Caterpillar's starting wage in that commercial was $18 up to $23, and that's starting with raises. We talked to people this whole past. So there are jobs available that people don't have to be forced into trying to live off minimum wage. Now, sometimes that requires those people to get a skill set or learn a skill set to go to the next level. And how many times have we talked to Rocky Wilkerson or Richland Community College? There's no one. Gail Saunders told me this, that you know, when talking about scholarships, that in all reality, there's no one in Macon County that could not go to Richland Community College, whether they have the money or not.
That's awesome, actually.
So we're fighting about the wrong thing. Minimum wage was never meant to be lived on. I mean, it was never meant to buy a home. It was meant so that 16 and 17-year-old kids don't get completely screwed over by evil bosses. But the kid working the concession stand at Fairview Pool is not trying to buy a house. And when you raise the minimum wage, it's easy to go, yeah, people should be paid more. Okay, I don't disagree with you. I think it should be raised. But there's also a consequence of that. Costs hundreds of thousands of dollars for just like the Decatur Park District to pay summer staff, part-time people that aren't living off that. The argument shouldn't be how high do we get minimum wage. The argument should be why aren't we doing a better job getting people to these better paying jobs where they then can't afford to buy a home and have a life.
I agree with that. That's what the argument should be. That's not where
But it's
at.
Never where it is, though. It's always this political, it's rich versus poor, or it's poor don't do anything, or it's rich too selfish. It's like these comic book characters. And cartoon caricatures of poor people and rich people. Because most people in your life aren't making minimum wage, and most people in your life aren't Mark Zuckerberg. Now, are there companies that would do anything to screw their employees out of whatever? You bet. And are there people that just don't try? Yeah. But most of it's in between those two things. So I'd rather focus the time, and I don't mean like us just having a conversation, but the energy into getting people skill sets to get better jobs. And right now, if you've got a skill set, it's wide open out there.
This much is true. You do have opportunity if you're to a point where you're prepared to go to these interviews and you have a skill set, you can definitely advance your life.
No doubt. And you might have to take a job that you don't like at first to get to a job you do like. I mean, life is full of sacrifices. And the people that are self-made, I guarantee you it didn't just get handed to them. A lot of them worked their tail ends off. And making $150,000 a year isn't Bill Gates. particularly if you're a small business owner and you've got this much profit margin, and every time something happens, like supply chain and everything, it matters. I just think we all got to be careful about the stereotypes either way. Yes, I can do the math that you sent me, and I believe it 100% is true. If you just take all of America and everybody that's on minimum wage and what it costs to buy a house or live, yeah, that doesn't add up. But it was never meant to be for them. But then you take out all the 16 to 25-year-olds, it changes those numbers dramatically. Mark Twain once said, you know, there's lies, damned lies, and statistics. And sometimes it's easy to do that, particularly when the political class know they can drub each other over the heads with it and make it us versus them. I'd rather spend the time talking to Rocky Wilkerson or Nicole Bateman or Richland Community College and go, here's how you get to a better life. Or creating ag academies or the public service. You know, here's how you get it. You know what the demand for nurses right now?
Oh, I know all about it.
I saw at, I want to say it was Springfield Clinic. This was on LinkedIn. I swear to God, I'm not exaggerating. This was a certain type. I don't remember exactly what kind of nurse. $100,000 signing bonus.
Yep.
There's your one-bedroom home in a signing bonus. And there's a path for kids to get there, complete with scholarships. So why do we spend more time trying to get that done than arguing over poor and wealthy?
And we should just work on connecting dots.
Okay, I think I said that better than I did the first time.
Yeah.
And that's the benefit of being my show. I can give myself second chance.
Yeah. You give yourself the whole show you want it. You can do 3 hours.
I want to hear from you, Nick. It makes me think. You're too deep and you got too big a mind to fall for just the stereotypes. It's more nuanced than that. Mm-hmm. And you're a nuanced kind of guy.
Yeah, but so I probably didn't present my argument because I'm not falling for the stereotype. And those aren't the only people I was speaking about, but you made a good I'll accept what you said because I like what you said. I mean, really, honestly, that is the truth. If you throw away all the other stuff, what we really, really need to do more than anything else is improve people.
Yes, so because minimum wage is always going to be a debate about a ceiling number. And that ceiling's never going to be enough to get you what all you want out of life. Mm-hmm. It's not intended to be.
Nope.
And you take out the 16 to 25-year-olds, it changes that number dramatically. That gives me hope that a lot of people are, you know, using it as entry level. I mean, and not as reliant on it as they should be. So, anyway, Tanya's standing by. We'll get to her on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally in Decatur for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
We all have dreams. A fulfilling job, a great place to live, a sense of pride and accomplishment. But for many of us, these dreams simply can't be fully achieved without additional education or training. I'm Tony Holly of the Community Foundation of Macon County, and we're here to help you achieve your goals and reach your dreams. So we've expanded our scholarship program to include adult and non-traditional students. This program is specifically for Macon County residents aged 24 or older who have interrupted their schooling for at least 3 years after graduating from high school or after earning their GED, and help them in achieving a 2-year, 4-year, or a master's degree, as well as vocational training at Richland Community College and or Millikan. To apply by the November 1st deadline, go to MaconKindGives.org. Or for questions, call us at the Community Foundation at 217-429-3000. Again, that's MaconKindGives.org, 217-429-3000. We're here to help you jumpstart your path to your exciting next chapter.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, it started out. Back here on a Wednesday, in a very passive-aggressive move, Nick sent me a link in Hangouts, maybe for another day.
No, just so you had something to read.
I know, I'm just messing with you. All right, Tanya Andrix joining us from Crossing Healthcare. Good morning, Tanya. Happy Wednesday to you.
Well, good morning, Brian. I'm a little apprehensive to join the show this morning. Are you guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're doing fine.
Awesome. Such good conversation, such a tough topic.
It is. I think that, well, not to go back into that, I just don't look at our politicians, our political system, actually talking about solving anything. I just think they want to use our problems to divide us, and no one spends any time at all talking about how to actually make things better.
You are absolutely correct, but what I see so much of is people trying to make things better here locally, and I love that you highlight that on a routine basis.
Yeah, I don't know why people don't spend more time talking about it, but it's just easier to point out the problems, I guess. All right,
yeah.
Let's talk COVID. What's it look like in Macon County right now?
So Macon County is seeing improvements. We're seeing our overall positivity rate drop. We're around 3.2%, I believe, which is a significant improvement. We still see some, you know, we're still considered a high transmission rate, but we're coming down. And so that's positive. You know, yesterday I had the really awesome experience to go out and speak at the manufacturers roundtable, which again, Nicole Bateman is doing such a wonderful job. She brought together this group of manufacturing professionals, and myself and Greg Webb from ADM spoke about shield testing, surveillance testing, and really had a great dialogue on how these manufacturers locally can navigate this pandemic moving through the winter months, and how do you keep a workforce safe in a pandemic one more winter. And so it was a really great opportunity, but it's another example of how local manufacturers are leaning on one another and local resources and, you know, being prepared and ready to keep their businesses thriving. So it was really nice to see that side of things, because oftentimes, you know, I see a very different perspective. So that's good, and Macon County is improving.
All right, but we still have to be careful. And, you know, what are you seeing on the breakthrough cases front? I mean, I think that there's a certain math equation that the more vaccines you get, the more breakthrough case. I mean, that just makes mathematical sense to me. You're going to have more of these, but the numbers still look like 1 in 5,000.
You're absolutely correct. There are more breakthrough cases, but I think the nuance that people, again, need to pay attention to is that breakthrough cases are most often very mild and certainly not requiring hospitalization in most situations. There are the cases, the breakthrough cases, when people require hospitalization that have had the vaccine. Typically, they are folks that have pretty significant underlying health conditions. And so certainly if you are, you know, battling cancer and those kinds of things, your doctor has told you have to be super careful because the vaccine is protecting you to some degree, but not as much as, you know, the general population. Still, the vaccine is the way to keep healthy. It is the way to keep from being hospitalized and certainly keeping death rates lower for COVID.
All right. And what's the latest on boosters?
Yeah, so if you have to have a cheat sheet to keep things straight with boosters, you know it's complicated, and it is. Right now, the CDC is evaluating third-dose boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. So Pfizer is approved for third-dose boosters for people age 18 and up. Who have an underlying health condition or in a frontline healthcare or in a frontline job. So most people meet the requirements for a third dose booster, and I would encourage them to do that if they've had Pfizer. If you've had Moderna, you are approved to get a third dose booster right now only if you're immunocompromised. So it's a very small group of people. However, we're expecting to get approval next week for third dose boosters for Moderna and Johnson & Johnson along the same lines that they were approved for Pfizer. So that's a stay tuned. It's changing pretty rapidly, but I do believe by the end of next week, anyone 18 and up would be eligible for a third dose booster. We'll get that guidance, very quickly. So
okay,
it's something to pay attention to.
Absolutely. Keep us posted. All right, and what about testing and vaccinations on site with you guys right now? Because people still need to get tested. I mean, I know it seems to be kind of lost the sort of front page headlines, mm-hmm. but testing's still very important to prevent the spread, whether you've been vaccinated or not. How do people get tested?
So we are doing the Shield saliva-based testing, which is a PCR, and you can go on our website at crossinghealthcare.org and schedule an appointment for that, or you can walk in at 990 North Water. We're testing between 8:30 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, and we're testing about 100 to 150 people per day, so we're testing a good amount of people at that location. Results are available within 24 hours, and again, it's a PCR test, so it's very accurate. So I would encourage you, if you have symptoms that you're concerned about, and a lot of people are right now, there's allergy symptoms are happening. If you have symptoms you're concerned about, stop in and just be safe and get that done. There's also a lot of folks in the community that have jobs that are now requiring weekly surveillance, and so we have a lot of folks taking advantage of this community testing location for weekly surveillance testing that's required by employers.
And is there a charge with that?
No, this is free. This is supported by Illinois Department of Public Health, and we are one of very few handful of community testing sites across the state. So this is a resource that we have in Macon County that is not in many communities, and so I'm hoping folks will take advantage of this.
All right, and what about vaccines?
You know, so you can go on our website and schedule vaccines. We are vaccinating 4 days a week. We have both Moderna and Pfizer. We're giving third dose boosters for those who meet those requirements, and then we're certainly vaccinating. So I would just encourage anybody to go online and schedule those appointments, and there are plenty of opportunities and slots available for those.
All right. And then what about younger kids? When do we think there'll be approval for the younger ages as far as the vaccine is concerned?
Yes, so actually this week it was announced that the FDA is going to review vaccines for ages 5 to 11, November 2nd and 4th. And so they have set the calendar dates for that review to begin. I expect within a week or two of those reviews we will get guidance from the CDC. So that is moving forward. At first we thought we would get approvals by Halloween, and now it looks like it's probably more like Thanksgiving. But again, by the end of this calendar year, we will be moving ahead with vaccinating children age 5 to 11.
And as a side note, I saw in the District 61 board meeting notes that October 15th was the due date for immunizations for kids. This isn't, you know, we don't even think about this. I'm not saying there's not a handful of people that are against it. But every year, you get the vaccines that are required. You got to go to school. You got to report this stuff. You know, why has it been okay for so long and now it's not?
You know, that's a really good question that I wish I understood more, because vaccines are not new. Vaccines have been around for a very long time, and vaccine requirements are not new. We have had those for school-age children for, you know, as long as I can remember, and, you know, that is something that parents have complied with to keep their kids in education system. And so, you know, I'm not sure why suddenly this is such a challenge. I think that, again, this is, again, an us versus them politically charged issue oftentimes, where the science is pretty clear. It's emerging, but it's still very clear. Lots of vaccines have been given. It is generally very safe and is very effective against death and hospitalization, which is what we're trying to accomplish. So, yes, the school deadline for the state of Illinois is October 15th. There are still a sizable amount of students in the county that have not turned in their proof of vaccines and school physicals to the various schools. And so we are working along with the public health department and the school districts to get that information in. And we have lots of available appointments for folks who, if they need that physical, and they need those vaccinations, we can do that here at Crossing. And you just need to go ahead and give us a call at 877-9117 to schedule that, because we're down to the wire here.
All right, Tanya, great stuff as always. Have a great day. We'll check in with you soon. You know, when you have to make a hard choice, like between chocolate brownie fudge or lavender ice cream, well, where it really gets tough is choosing an internet and wireless carrier. Like, do you choose fast gig speed internet or one that blocks malware? And then what about wireless? Do you choose unlimited with 5G or the most reliable network nationwide? Or wireless that's number one in customer satisfaction? Well, with Xfinity, you don't have to choose, because you can get all of that with Xfinity. It's internet and wireless so good, it keeps one-upping itself. Get Xfinity internet and mobile together for $35 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Visit an Xfinity store to learn how Our Switch Squad makes switching fast and easy. Requires paperless billing and auto pay. Ends 11/15/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Compares optimized pricing to top carriers. Xfinity Internet required. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. Back to wrap things up right after this.
Today we have a 50% chance of showers. Thunderstorms might join it after 10 a.m. Mostly cloudy and a high of 76. Tonight, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy with a low around 61. For Thursday, showers likely, possible thunderstorms. Cloudy and a high near 72. Friday, showers and possible thunderstorm. Mostly cloudy with a high of 68. Current temperature downtown Decatur is 57 degrees. Your WSOI time is 8:54.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Add curb appeal with the new Therma-True entry door from Maroa Lumber. Whether you want the look of real wood or a pop of color, you'll find a wide variety of styles to choose from. Therma-True doors are durable and energy efficient. They won't rot like wood or dent or rust like steel. They offer up to 4 times the insulation value of most wood doors and carry outstanding warranties. No wonder they're the most preferred entry door brand among building professionals. Discover the Therma-True doors at Maroa Lumber, 229 East Main in Maroa.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Looks like the Rivian trucks are pulling up at the launch site.
Oh, very cool.
I didn't realize William Shatner was 90. I mean, I knew he was up there.
I knew it because I kind of follow him a little bit.
How old was John Glenn when he went back to space?
Oh, I don't know that. Not anywhere near 90, I can't imagine. You think he was that old?
I don't think he was that old, but I think it's probably closer than
maybe,
you think.
Maybe early 80s? Late 70s? I'm guessing 77 to 81.
I remember a great editorial cartoon of like the shuttle with him in the back seat screaming about driving like a bat out of hell.
Slow down.
Well, you know what? It's funny because it's coming up. October 29th is the anniversary of that.
Oh, wow.
1998. He was 77.
All right. I nailed it.
Yeah, you did. I didn't realize it had been that long ago. I mean, that's a long time ago. That's why I thought he probably seemed older in my mind.
Yeah.
That was 23 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be 100 right now.
He looked a lot older than Bill Shatner looks.
Bill Shatner looks awesome.
Yeah, they're climbing the steps.
Oh, man.
I mean, for most 90-year-olds, that would be a challenge.
Right. I'm going to go back and watch all this. I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, you better turn it on. I mean, I don't know how far away they are from the launch. I mean, I don't know what kind of prep time goes. Like the NASA, you know, like they're in there forever before it goes up.
Yeah, I watch it and fast forward afterwards.
But, you know, Shatner's got to pee quick. So, I mean, you know, they probably get him in and out pretty fast.
Yeah, Bill, did you go before we started?
Yes. All right. All right. Where is that? Are they in Texas?
Yeah.
Okay. Is that the same launch site they had for the... Okay. Yeah. I would assume it would be. Yeah, they've got that, like, you know, the tower, the fire tower out there, the training tower at the main county. Mm-hmm. It's like one of those staircases where you feel like, okay, that's not that high. And then, like, you're going, wow,
it's a pretty
long
high
time to climb up. How many 90-year-olds could do that?
Not a whole lot.
Captain Kirk going to space this morning. I absolutely love it. All right. That's it for us. If you missed any of the show today... You can check out the podcast driven by the Bob Brady Auto Group at nowdecatur.com, Audible, Amazon, wherever you get your podcast. We'll be back tomorrow, bright and early, 6 a.m. Have a great day. We'll see you then.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Shop on Main. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering. The Millikan University Center for Entrepreneurship and Women in Business Student Organization will host the first Millikan Makers Market on Saturday, November 6th, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Oberhelman Center for Leadership Performance, located on the first floor of the University Commons on Millikan's campus. This event is free and open to the public. The event will feature makers, crafters, and artists from the Millikan and Macon County community, offering a wide range of goods and services. Items include clothing, personalized gifts, soaps, candles, tumblers, jewelry, artwork, greeting cards, baked goods, and so much more. Some of the services will also include makeup, photography, and cello services for...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.